Today, Pogacar wins Liège-Bastogne-Liège for the second time. Good evening, I'm Dave Ryan.
This is Radio SI News.
Slovenian cyclist Tadej Pogacar has won the one-day classic Liège-Bastogne-Liège with a dominant display. It's his second time winning the race and his sixth time winning one of cycling's so-called monuments. The 2021 champion broke away from the main leaders with around 35 kilometers to go and crossed the line after more than 6 hours and 13 minutes of racing. France's Romain Bardet was second, while another one-day classic expert, Mathieu van der Poel, finished in third place. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation last night to provide $95 billion of emergency foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel and the Indo-Pacific region, especially Taiwan. Here's Stephen Groves of the Associated Press.
The bulk of the funding will be for Ukraine, at roughly $60 billion. And that was really what caused this to be a months-long, arduous fight here on Capitol Hill.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the aid would help to end the war with Russia. A candlelit vigil has been held in Sydney for the victims of a knife attack in a shopping centre there last Saturday. Hundreds of people gathered on a breezy Bondi beach close to the location of the shopping centre where the attacks took place. Here's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressing the crowd.
As we keep this vigil for the six souls we have lost, we keep a place in our heart for everyone affected, all those who were injured, all those caring for them, the people still in hospital and those taking the first steps on the hard road to recovery.
The sounds of a didgeridoo accompanied the mourners, who also held a minute's silence for the six people who lost their lives. Four Serb-majority municipalities in northern Kosovo held a referendum today to decide on the possible dismissal of mayors elected last April. The mayors are members of the Albanian majority in the country. The vote has been backed by the West in the hope that it will reduce tensions in the region. New cycling routes have officially been opened in the municipality of Postojna as part of this year's commemoration of the municipal holiday. The routes between Postojna, Hrušovje, Grobišće and Zalog will improve safety for cyclists. A new parking area for motorhomes was also opened on Friday. Rental bikes have also been delivered to 12 stations in the area. The weather tomorrow will be partly cloudy with frost in many areas in the morning. Cloud will increase during the day. There will also be some light rain in the west towards the evening. Morning temperatures will range from -4 to +1 degrees Celsius. Daytime highs should be between 9 and 15 degrees.
Radio SI, traffic update.
And we have delays of around 5 minutes on the A1 motorway from Ljubljana to Vrhnika in the direction of Koper due to roadworks. And there's a broken down vehicle on the A1 motorway from Ljubljana to Maribor between the exit and entry to the Selje Centre. So have a safe drive.
Povsem lakotno glasbeno gremo naprej na Radio SI. Na v tele uri pa ne zamudite današnjega timelessa, ki bo namenjen pevcu Iggy Popu, ki ravno danes praznuje 77. rojstni dan. Vse najboljše, Iggy.
Wind down with Radio SI.